Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The pandemic has dramatically changed the way many of us work. Maybe you're now working remotely, like me, or you're going into the office just a couple days a week. But some are now working without the typical org chart or even a boss. Yasmin Ammer of member station WBUR introduces us to a new, more decentralized way of working.
Last December was a stressful time for Nicole Davies, a mom of two young children who lives in Boston. She got laid off from her job in academia, where she was running a music entrepreneurship program.
And as anybody who's been laid off, you know, has gone through, it was definitely like a rocky and emotional time.
She wanted to keep working in music, but finding another job, the right job, was tough.
My resume was definitely not getting through any of the algorithms at like bigger music product companies. I was interested in...
Davies did some consulting and freelance work. She helped her two young kids with remote learning, and she joined some online communities, ones that shared her passion for music and tech. One of them started as a text group on the messaging app Telegram. When some of its members decided to host a conference, Davies jumped in to help organize. The conference went well, and she kept working with the group called Seed Club. She became a full-time employee in July.
And I guess the joke that I made is that I just like sort of never left the party. Like I came and then started sort of just pitching in on events and stuff like that.
Seed Club is a new type of organization called a DAO. That stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization. The word decentralized means the structure is flat, no headquarters, typically no hierarchies or bureaucracies, and no W-2s, so Davies is still figuring out how to do her taxes. But here's her very simple description of a DAO.
DAOs are often or can be thought of as like a Reddit or a Discord or a group text with a bank account.
Basically, Davies and other members decide how to run their DAO. They vote on all of the company's decisions, like who to hire, what projects to work on, or how to resolve conflicts. And they get paid for their work from the group's digital wallet.
At the core of it, it's just a group of people that really care about something, and they want to work on it together.
Anne Connolly teaches blockchain and social impact at Boston University. She says new technologies are making a new business model possible. The first DAO started in 2016, and they've been getting more popular in tech-savvy circles. It's estimated that about 1.3 million people are DAO members. That's according to DeepDAO, a platform that analyzes DAO metrics. And Connolly says that number will keep growing.
So DAOs really are the future of work. This notion that you're going to show up to one geographic location every day to work for one company in one regulatory jurisdiction is just that in itself is already an outdated notion, even just in the digital world.
A lot of the biggest DAOs out there work in finance and cryptocurrency, and some are social clubs, spaces for people to hang out and meet each other. Others, like the one Davies works in, are trying to build something new. She works with creators to promote their work using blockchain technology, so they're less dependent on big platforms like Spotify or Facebook.
We work with podcasters, we work with, we're working with film companies, a ton of musicians, journalists, researchers.
Just like in a traditional job, Davies gets paid every month. But here's what is different. She gets paid in two types of cryptocurrency. One can be directly converted to dollars. That's what she uses to pay her mortgage. The other is a digital token specific to her DAO, kind of like shares in a company. The more work she puts in, the more tokens she gets, and the more she has a stake in the DAO. And this goes back to a core belief she has about work.
When you are working to create value, are the people that are doing the hard work in an organization benefiting from that work and having a long-term stake in the thing that they're building?
Because DAOs are so new, there's still a lot to figure out, like benefits, HR, but mostly how to run a workplace when everyone gets to vote. Min Goon Sir is a computer scientist based in New York. He says DAOs add some transparency to organizations, but the majority decision isn't always the right one.
We know from many different failed democracies around the world that just because you've opened something up to potential vote by people doesn't mean you're going to get good outcomes. And it's very possible to get into situations that are societally suboptimal. So we have to be a little bit careful about what it is that we are wishing for.
Davies admits that transitioning into an unfamiliar way to work did make her nervous at first. Remember, she's a mom with a mortgage. But ultimately, she decided it was worth it.
I'm happy with the risk that I took, and it's, I think, feeling less and less risky. It was also just really hard to think about going back to something where you're part of this like bigger institution and you're executing on somebody else's vision and you're just kind of a cog in that machine.
Sure, there'll be growing pains, she says, but at a time when so much of our work is already changing, why not try something different? For Here and Now, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.